This is Voice of Korea.
This is Voice of Korea.
The climatic and soil conditions of Dagang province to highly estimated their merits. preparatory tests were carried out by the institute and the experimental workers. The next major field guidance was the Kange Pusta factory. Looking around the production processes, Leader King Kange said with great satisfaction that the workers of the factory had made rapid progress in production with all their efforts, following by the slogan, "We serve the people," saying that the officials and workers of Kange City, after modernizing the basic pusta factory, have built a proud and splendid pusta factory, all the production processes of which are in conformity to the scientific and technical requirements. He spoke highly of their merits. Little Jim Jerry tasted the children's foodstuff and was very pleased with the production of a lot of quality foodstuff with the full nutritive elements necessary for the growth of the children. He put forward the tests to be carried out by the factory. The great leader Kim Jong-un gave field guidance to the Kange Inner Garment Factory. He went around the workplaces and expressed great satisfaction over the fact that the workers of the factory had greatly contributed to the people's livelihood by producing many quality clothes suitable to the tastes of our people and will shape the looks of the factory in a few years. He highly appreciated their fighting spirit and revolutionary working manner to effect the continued innovation. He expressed the belief that the workers of the factory would bring about a greater change in the production of people's consumer goods. Then, the great leader Kim Jong-un gave on-the-spot guidance to the Kange Chicken Jubilee Soup Restaurant. He was greatly satisfied over the fact that the officials of Kange City and employees of the restaurant had not only equipped the restaurant with good facilities, but also are serving the citizens with peculiar good dishes made of jubilee and praised their merits, saying that as a lot of meat, eggs and dairy products are produced in the stock-raising basis in Kange City, an important change has been effected in the diet of the citizens. He blessed the ever-increasing happy life of the people of Sagang Province. The great leader Kim Jong-il commanded a beautiful view of Kange City. He expressed the belief that the officials, party members and working people of Sagang Province, including Kange City, will continue to wonderfully play the vanguard role in the general offensive for the building of a great prosperous and powerful nation by displaying the spirit of Kange more fully.
The group leader Kim Jong-il received a letter sent on June 29th by teachers and students of the Russian Department of the Foreign Language School and the Korean University of Foreign Studies who had participated in the 12th International School Children's Russian Olympics. The letter said they had defeated all rivals with overwhelming teams, confidence qualifications and courage of the school children of Kingdom Korea, trained under the care of Father General Kim Jong-il. The letter said, each time the teachers and participants in the Olympics from many countries admire the high level of Korean education and citizens calling the names of great generalissimo Kim Il-sung and respected Kim Jong-il, they cannot control an urge to boast of the great pride and honor of the Korean nation to the whole world. The letter ends with Father General Kim Jong-il good health and well-being.
The Cambodian Preparatory Committee for Remembering the Great Leader His Excellency Generalissimo Kim Il-sung was formed on the 3rd. According to the instruction of King Norodom Sihamoni, Khun Samol, Deputy Prime Minister in charge of the Royal Palace of Cambodia, was elected chairman of the Preparatory Committee, and Khiasot, permanent member of the Central Committee of the People's Party, and Sisowat Ulacha, Secretary of State for the Ministry of Culture and Arts, vice chairman. The Preparatory Committee fixed the period of remembering His Excellency Generalissimo Kim Il-sung from July the 1st to 15th and decided to organize various functions, including a memorial meeting, seminar on his exploits, film show and photo exhibition, and hardly introduced the greatness and immortal exploits of great Kim Il-sung through mass media in the period.
Same night on Thursday, Kim Il-sung's achievements were recently held in Rome of Italy and Narepuka of Poland, a memorial meeting at the Bangladeshi Institute of the Future Idea, and a memorial meeting for the exhibition and film show at the Laos Korea Film Company on the occasion of the 14th anniversary of the demise of the great leader Kim Il-sung in the scene. Posters of the great leaders Kim Il-sung and Kim Jong-il were hung on the wall at the venues of the ceremony. Present at the function, were placed in charge of the planning committee for the study of the triple idea, and the central committee and chapters of the Poland Korea Association and other people of those countries. The speakers at the function stressed the presence in itself with immunity in the hearts of mankind as a permanent statement, our standing center and the greatest of great men who performed undying efforts for the Korean people and mankind.
The Hikistan newspaper and Mexican magazine recently carried articles on the occasion of the 14th anniversary of the demise of the great leader Kim Il-sung. The Pakistan newspaper Balochistan Times said the Democratic People's Republic of Korea is a shining as Kim Il-sung career and stressed that President Kim Il-sung will be alive forever along with prosperous socialist career. The Mexican magazine Siempre noted in an article that the exploits of President Kim Il-sung are great and everlasting and gave a detailed account of the great services he rendered for not only the Korean Revolution but also the cause of global independence with his outstanding ideological and theoretical activities and wise leadership.
The memorial page of school youth and children, Rhythm of the Sun, was held at the Central Youth Hall in Sonya on the 4th, indication of the 14th anniversary of the demise of the great leader President Kim Il-sung. Present there was Kim Il-sung, Secretary of the Central Committee of the Workers' Party of Korea, Kim Sung-ha, Secretary of the Chungnyang City Committee of the Workers' Party of Korea, officials of the Youth League, those who had met President Kim Il-sung, and school youth and children in the city.
Nepalese, Nigerian, and Finnish newspapers recently featured the 44th anniversary of the start of the great leader Kim Jong-un's work at the Central Committee of the Workers' Party of Korea. The Nepalese newspaper Artsakh printed a portrait of great Kim Jong-un and carried an article titled "Ever the Nepalese Workers' Party of Korea and Kim Jong-un." The Nigerian newspaper New Nigerian printed a photograph of the great leader President Kim Il-sung and carried one page special write-up under the title "Ever Victorious Workers' Party of Korea and Kim Jong-un and the leader enjoying absolute trust of the people." The Finnish newspaper Suikan San Sanomat introduced the struggle of the Korean people to build a great, prosperous and powerful state with conviction of victory and optimism, upholding the banner of Kim Jong under the wise leadership of respected Kim Jong-il.
Foreign guests, including the delegation of the Beijing Department of Service for Diplomats of China, made a speech before the bronze statue of the great leader Kim Il-sung in Manchester and paid homage to him in the hall.
School children of the Foreign Languages School under the Peking University of Foreign Studies registered excellent successes in the 12th International School Children's Russian Olympics held in Moscow between June the 24th and the 28th. The competition was attended by more than 300 school children from 36 countries, including the DPRK. It was held in the method of speaking and writing on different problems in Russian. At the competition, Kim Jin-ho was honored with the Supreme Prize, Leona, Children's Supreme Prize and the First Prize, and Kim Bong-min, First Prize and Children's Literature Reading Prize. In Park Yu-jeong, Yoon Su-yeon, Tang Yun-mi, Tae Ji-won and Lee Kuk-chol were awarded first prizes, and Kim Chang-sung and Lee Sung-ryong second prizes. The Korean school children achieved the excellent results in the total points of the countries participating in the 12th International School Children's Russian Olympics.
The secretaries of the Committee for the Peaceful Reunification of the Fatherland in the DPRK made public a detailed report on the speech, denouncing the anti-national and anti-reunification tries of Union Park and its group to block the dialogue and cooperation and viciously pursue the North-South confrontation by overturning the inter-Korean agreement.
The General Federation of Koreans in the United States issued a statement on June the 29th under the title "Punish the Lee Myung-bak Government for and denounce the Lee Myung-bak and his plan for wrap up the inter-Korean relations, ignoring the June 15th Joint Declaration and the October 4th Declaration."
A candlemass struggle against the increase of American troops was staged in Seoul on the 3rd with the participation of more than 200,000 members of South Korean civic and public organizations, religionists and citizens. The 57th Comrade meeting was held at the plaza before the city office. Speakers at the meeting deplored that living under the Lee Myung-bak government is sorrow and pain. They called for turning off the 1 million Camelot march, charging for the fee. In the meantime, more than 100 civil and public organizations, including the headquarters of the People's Movement for Supply of Safe Food at Sea, involving 23 South Korean civil and public organizations, the South Korean Federation of Women's Organizations, the National Women's Solidarity, and the National Network for Measures Against Mixed Cow Disease, and for Security of Food, called for turning out in the campaign to boycott American beef.
The South headquarters of the National Alliance for the Country's Reunification issued a statement on June the 30th under the title, "Let us crush the tyranny of the Korean dictatorial government and achieve independent reunification." The statement stressed that they would never pardon the tyrannical suppression of the Lee Myung-bak dictatorial government and the antagonization of anti-Americanism and creation of fear, including the fabrication of bio-police force. That day, the media action involving 46 South Korean press and civic organizations held a press conference before the Supreme Public Prosecutor's Office in Seoul and denounced the prosecution for the suppression of the press and civic and public organizations. In another development, the South Korean National Teachers Union issued a statement on the 5th demanding Traitor Lee Myung-bak apologize for the police killing and come out to the table with negotiations on this import.
The opening ceremony of the Month of International Solidarity with the Korean People was held in Havana, Cuba on June 26. Present there were figures of the Cuban Association for Friendship Among Peoples, the Cuban Committee for Supporting Korea's Unification, and the Cuban Committee for Defense of Revolution and other people of Cuba. Also present there on invitation were staff members of the embassy of the DPRK in the country. That day, the Switzerland Korea Committee issued a statement on the creation of the Month of International Solidarity with the Korean people. And this day ended the visit by Lim Se-ho and Kim Se-ong. This is Voice of Korea.
Victorious,
even though we had started the struggle empty-handed solely because the people trusted and supported us. Chen Hachu in Boan and Su Qingha in Guishu, Liu Yangcheng, Yu Qingyun, Han Xinxin, and Zhong Yongcheng in Kalong, Jiang Boyu, Huat Xiangha, Jian Balhuang, Mun Zijun, Mun Zeyang, Jin Hesang, Di Mengding, and Tai Chen in Wuzhaijiu. They are all unforgettable men and women who helped us in South and Central Manchuria. Though they lived on Guo, the people treated us kindly, offering us worldwide. Sometimes we slept in my duty room of a school on the excuse that we had an urgent task to perform that night, because we were sorry to bother the family. They used the classroom that Jinmin School as a lodging in Kalong, and those at Hanwang and Hamsong schools were our bedrooms in Guishu and Wuzhaijiu. Whenever I tried to sleep with my head on a wooden pillow in a classroom at Hanwang School, Chen Yun would come and seize me by the hand in a fit of anger. He was a member of the Dan Living Guild in Yun and a soldier of the Korean Revolutionary Army. He was clever, upright, and kind-hearted. His elder brother, Chen Ha-kyun, worked in the peasant's union in Guishu and helped us a lot in our work. Two brothers were involved in our organization, and as is known, their father too was an independence fighter, as a result of which their family was exceptionally kind and warm towards us. As a man of some social standing, Chen Yun's father, Chen Hachu, enjoyed a high prestige among the independence fighters. Hachu was an alias. His real name was Chen Chen-Jung. His habit of addressing him by his real name, the captain of Guishu called him Mr. Hachu. In those days, all the Korean residents in Manchuria knew of him. In his lifetime, my father, too, was an intimate friend with him and spoke a lot about him, not only as a mere friend, but also as comrades who shared one idea and purpose for the independence movement. They had a frequent contact and discussed matters until they came to a mutual understanding. They devoted themselves to the independence movement, respecting each other as close friends. Mr. Shanajan was the chairman of the Central Legal Commission in the days of Zhongyu, a member of the Central Committee in the days of Zhongyu, and in the days of Kungyu, the head of the political department of the Korean Revolutionary Party, which is known by the nationalists as the one and only party of the nation. He had a deep understanding of communism and also sympathized with the young men who aspired to communism, mixing Korean with them. When comrades Jin Kyo, Cha Kwang-su, and Park So-sin were establishing the anti-imperialist youth league organizations following the formation of the Social Science Institute in Uyghur, he would often appear as a lecturer to enlighten the young people. Those who attended his lectures in their school days in Wangqingyun and sparkling middle school days frequently recalled him. Whenever I went to Guishu, he also invited me to spend the night at his house. Make yourself comfortable. Treat this as if it were your uncle's house, he would say. He was over 10 years older than my father. I stayed at his house for 10 days, 10 days, and even a month to copy the message. One year, I celebrated the Dharma festival with his family in Guishu. In those days, the family's circumstances were so difficult that offering a guest food and bedding for a day or two, let alone several weeks, was no easy matter. Because the farmers offered food to the revolutionaries from the small amounts of grain, which remained after paying their farm rent to landlord, they didn't have even enough beer to eat. Yun's family did all they could to feed me well. Sometimes they served chicken, beef, brown beans, and starred soup. Whenever the women of his family were turning their handmills and had been served, I rolled up my sleeves to help them. I still remember Colonel Argyan's wife, Kim Sung-ho, was 22 or 23 years old and who, out of kindness, would not show her face when I asked her to turn the handmail. Mr. Hyunato belonged to Punggungu, a national organization, but he didn't conceal his involvement in the progressive group within Punggungu, and it was told to me that he would follow someone in the future. I was told that he went to Xi'an to avoid a quarrel within Punggungu after I left Kyushu. Apparently, he went there seeking something from Zhang Shuyan, and Zhang moved to Xi'an. Because Zhang's anti-Japanese feelings were strong, many people wanted to conduct the anti-Japanese movement under his umbrella. Before and after the Manchuria incident, many foreign independent fighters were being active in the three eastern provinces of China, moved the theater of their activities to such places as Shanghai, Xi'an, and Changsha. Whenever I passed the northeastern area of China by air or by train on a foreign tour after liberation, I recalled Kyushu, Mr. Xiang and his family, as I saw the familiar mountains and rivers. He may have passed away, but one or two of his children must still be alive. However, there was no news from them. I am able to do nothing because I do not know their address.